As we reported in our financial report last week, there's been significant progress since the enactment of key financial management reforms back in the 1990s, but our report illustrates that a lot of work remains to be done to improve federal financial management.
And what is the chief issue? Is it that the agencies cannot get clean audits, or just a couple of them can't at this point?
Well, at this point, we've highlighted three main obstacles to an opinion. The first is serious financial management problems at the Department of Defense, which is a significant portion of the financial statements. The second is the federal government's inability to adequately account for and reconcile its intergovernmental activity between federal agencies. And the third area is the federal government's ineffective process for preparing or putting together the consolidated financial statement.
Most of the cabinet agencies, with the exception of DOD, are now at least at the point where they do produce clean audits.
This past year, we had 20 agencies of the 24 CFO Act agencies that had clean opinions on their financial statements. One of them, the Department of Health and Human Services, had a disclaimer on its statement of social insurance, but we did have that number this year. There were a couple of agencies that didn't get clean opinions in addition to the Department of Defense, and that was the Department of Labor and the Department of Homeland Security, and also NASA got a qualified opinion on their statements.
So if you take DHS and DOD, you've got a pretty big portion of federal dollars.
That's right, and that's one of the reasons why those are one of the reasons for our disclaimer of opinion this year.
But it sounds as if even if DOD, DHS, and NASA got unqualified clean audits, there still may be a problem because of the intergovernmental issue. Can you explain that one a little bit more?
Certainly. We've had problems with reporting intergovernmental transactions since we started doing the consolidated audit in 1997, and that was mainly because agencies didn't have standardized processes and systems that were capable of identifying and reconciling the transactions. And the reason that's important is that if two agencies who transact with each other don't record the same transaction in the same year at the same amount, it's going to result in errors in the financial statement. And secondly, to prepare consolidated financial statements, those balances need to be identified so they can be subtracted out so the balances aren't overstated in the financial statements.
It sounds as if the drive toward shared services and use of lead agencies for different basic types of functions, something that OMB has been pushing for a long time, actually works in favor of efficiency of the government, but yet works against financial clarity.
Well, I think it gets back to, in terms of intergovernmental at least, coming up with the right systems and processes. But I would say that the shared services and so forth have had an effect, a positive effect, in preparing the financial statements. But getting back a moment to the intergovernmental activity, there have been a lot of actions that have been taking place, mainly as evidenced by Treasury and OMB guidance. They classified intergovernmental transactions into various categories. They require quarterly reporting and agency reconciliations for certain of those categories. More recently, they've also required agencies to certify the reasons for material differences in the intergovernmental accounts and establish a dispute resolution process. Also, one of the significant areas of differences relates to transactions between agencies and the Treasury's general fund. Currently, the Treasury reports certain general fund accounts in its financial statements, such as cash and debt held by the public, but not all general fund accounts. So Treasury is now in the process of performing an important effort to report all general fund accounts, which should help identify and help to resolve some of these differences.
We're speaking with Bob Dacey, Chief Accountant at the Government Accountability Office. It sounds as if there's progress being made, but they're just still not quite there yet with respect to being able to earn a GAO endorsement of the financial statements.
That's correct. There are continuing efforts in virtually all of the areas, particularly at DOD and the other agencies, as well as Treasury and OMB working on intergovernmental. I think the keys to success in many of these areas is the continued commitment by Treasury and OMB, as well as the commitment of the agencies, because in many cases, the intergovernmental transactions, it's going to take the agencies time and effort to resolve those differences in the future.
Now, what material effect does GAO's ruling, if you will, or finding, really have on what agencies do at this point?
Well, what it does is it highlights some of the areas that need to be improved before we can render an opinion on the financial statements. So for each of the areas, there are actions being taken specifically with respect to the preparation, which is the third major area of weakness. We annually develop recommendations and follow up on those with Treasury to help improve their process for preparing the consolidated financial statement.
Usually when GAO does a report like this, even an annual report, it's at the behest of a particular part of Congress, a particular committee. Who cares about this one on the Hill?
I think we have a lot of interest in the Hill. We've had annual testimonies on the consolidated financial statements, including the need for improvement going forward. So I think there is interest up there. The Government Management Reform Act certainly highlighted the need for having the consolidated financial statements. And we do have requirements at the individual agency level for the major agencies, as well as many of the other agencies, as part of the Accountability of Tax Dollars Act. So I guess it's important both individually and collectively to be able to say that we have reliable, useful, and timely information across the government.
And focusing just for a moment on DOD, the knock there has always been the improper payments level. But what is their fundamental problem, and do you see them being able to fix it within our lifetimes?
Well, give you some heads up on that. Basically, they've had pervasive and longstanding weaknesses in financial management and in related business operations and systems. And both the Inspector General for the Department of Defense as well as GAO have issued quite a number of recommendations. Currently, there is a Financial Improvement and Audit Readiness Plan, or FIRE plan, which defines the department's strategy, priorities, and methodology for improving its financial management. And their initial focus is on two department-wide priorities, budget information and mission-critical assets. We reviewed the plan last year and made recommendations. And just recently, the National Defense Authorization Act did several things. First of all, it made the FIRE plan a statutory requirement. Secondly, it requires DOD's financial statements to be audit-ready by the end of fiscal year 2017. So that addresses, at least in statute, your question, and we'll continue to monitor their progress as part of our efforts at GAO. And obviously provide feedback on any things we see that need to be improved. I would like to point out that we do have a citizen's guide that's available, which is an 11-page summary, which has lots of charts and graphs. It's really designed for the citizen to gain a basic understanding of what the government owns, what it owes, the sources of its revenue and expenses, as well as the government's fiscal path. That report, as well as the entire consolidated financial statements, are available on the OMB, Treasury, and GAO websites.